Ben Maloof and I'm Luke Davis with you for this food and wine portion of our Friday night. Now, Ben, do you remember as a kid, you go to the doctor and if you were good, you'd get a jelly bean or a lollipop?
My father was a doctor He used to have another.
The good Dr. Graham, of course.
Yeah, unfortunately, he didn't give me jelly beans. Well, he probably just gave me the needles.
Did he hand out treats?
He did. There was always a little bag of treats out the back for the kiddies. Absolutely.
Well, you know, actually, we had, just a couple of weeks ago, we had the flu shots in here at Macquarie Media, and all of us are adults, but still, after the shot, the lovely lady offered us a lollipop. And so I said, oh, well, you can give me 7 or 8 shots if you like. I can cash in.
Doesn't sound like you in the slightest, Lukey.
Well, just when we thought lollies couldn't get any better, news this week that Allen's Lollies has teamed up with the ice cream experts from Peter's Ice Creams to create a new range of ice cream flavoured lollies.
Oh.
Is it madness or are they onto something special? Philippa Naylor is from Allen's Lollies and she joins us on the line. Hi, Philippa.
Hi, how are you?
Very well. Everyone loves lollies. Everyone loves Streets ice creams. It makes you wonder why somebody didn't think of this earlier.
I know, me too. We've been working on it for a few months now, but as soon as we all started tasting them here, we knew we were onto a winner because the pizza's flavours and tastes that we've got are just, you know, they're exactly what you get from the ice cream.
Hey, Philippa, how hard is it to come up with new concepts like this? Because let's face it, when you talk about lollies or you talk about chocolates or you talk about ice creams, everyone's got their old school favourites. So how difficult is it to come up with a brand new concept like this and really give it to people?
We have a team of experts here at Allen's who are constantly working on ways that we can surprise our lolly lovers.
Any jobs?
Hang on.
any jobs available? Yeah.
And is that what they says on their card? They're lolly experts.
Lolly experts. Mm. Yeah. So we're constantly working on new ways to surprise fans with new flavours and even bringing back old flavours. And, you know, we recently had a lolly vote to bring back an old favourite into the lolly bag. And with, you know, with the Peter's collaboration, we really think we're onto a winner here because people are already just saying how much they love the taste.
So there are two new flavours. We've got the samples in front of you, of course. So Frosty Fruits and Drumsticks. Talk us through it.
So Frosty Fruits, we've got 3 flavours. There are Tropical, Watermelon and Pineapple. Mm. And then my personal favourite, which is the Orange and Pink Grapefruit. It's really juicy and really tangy.
Ooh.
People pull a bit of a funny face when they've had one because it's quite tangy. And then the Creamy Drumstick, you know, which is a miniature ice cream. It's so cute to look at. And we've got vanilla, boysenberry, and then the drumstick favourite, which is Super Choc, which lots of people are enjoying.
So can I ask, when you're trying to replicate, are you trying to replicate the flavours that would be coming out of a Peter's ice cream and merge them together, or what are you aiming for here?
Yeah, we want to replicate the flavour that you get from a drumstick or a Frosty Fruit into the lolly. So we've got, you know, a team of experts who are matching those flavours. We went through, you know, 50 or so flavour combinations for each of the lolly.
Oh, wow.
Of course they did.
To make sure that they've matched it just like you'd get in the ice cream so that we don't disappoint people.
Ben's come up with a really good idea. He's actually got the Tropical Frosty Fruit, the Watermelon, the Pineapple, the Orange, the Grape. He's actually put them all in his mouth at once.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Our producer makes a good point, though, Tara. She said that many people have done the opposite for a long time. You used to get your ice cream and put your lollies in it, didn't you?
Yeah, we've partnered with Peter's before and had some of our lollies into the into ice cream. So we've had Fantails ice cream, Red Skin, Smarties, but at the minute, we're thinking that this is the best way.
I think so. What about the staples that Ben talked about earlier? You know, your snakes, your jelly babies. What are the favourites for Allen's?
Oh, snakes are always a big winner. Lots of people have opinions on how you should eat them. You know, if you should take the head off, if you should nibble along the side, or if you should put it all in, you know, stretch it out as far as you can.
Yes.
Yeah, snakes are always a winner. And then the strawberries and cream are good as well. We've had a recent vote where people could choose which flavour they wanted to bring back into the bag, and blackberries and cream was the winner. Lots of people talking about that and trying different flavour combinations.
From that explanation there, Philippa, it almost sounds like that the Allen's snake is a way to really sort of, well, come up with the different personality types in our community.
Yeah, exactly.
How do you eat your snakes? Do you chop the head off?
What do you say about you?
I always think it's the same with gingerbread men, whether you take the head off or whether you just decapitate them arm by arm, leg by leg.
Oh, the look on his face tells me I know exactly how he eats his snakes here, Philippa.
All right, Philippa, are these available now and where can we get them?
They're available now in Coles and Woolies nationwide and also Independence and Servos.
Fantastic. Give them a go. Allen's new ice cream flavoured lollies in conjunction with Peter's. Philippa Naylor, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you. Goodbye.